This is a curious kind of gospel reading we have here. It's set in the reign of Tyre and Sidon. That's the area in which it's set, which is outside the Holy Land. It's outside Israel, and therefore it is pagan territory. And she is a non-Jew. She is from Tyre and Sidon. Mark calls us a Syrophoenician woman. And there are a number of reasons why the disciples dismissed her. She was not a Jewish woman, and she was a woman. And therefore, in the lens of the time, she did not merit much attention. But her daughter is possessed by a demon, she says. Now, it's very clear in the teaching of this. It doesn't appear in Luke or in John, rather interestingly. It's very clear in this teaching that our ancestors in the faith are the Jewish people, that our faith was born out of a Hebrew context. Jesus the Jew came among us and preached a gospel. He doesn't reject the Jewish tradition. He will say many times, I have come here not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to bring the law and the prophets to fulfillment, to get a new meaning, a new understanding of the law and the prophets. It's clear that there is an emerging understanding of the Hebrew tradition, and for us, an emerging understanding of the Word of God. Each generation at each time, keep in mind that the Word of God is written and interpreted through the lens of the time. And in the lens of this time, this Gentile Syrophoenician woman really would not get much attention. But she has great faith, and Jesus sees her great faith, which in contrast, he had experienced the struggling faith of his followers. But this woman clearly has great faith, and so Jesus performs a miracle. Now, what teaching do we get from this? The teaching, I think, is important because it means that understanding the Word of God in the context of the time is very important. I'll give you some examples. If you go back in the history of the church here, you'll find that something like suicide was regarded as a great sin. But now, in the context of our understanding of the human condition and our understanding of the meaning of the gospel, it has a whole different understanding. This person is in the kingdom of God. This person's infinitely loved. Or we had this strange teaching for many, many years, going way back to St. Augustine, the 5th century. An unbaptized child couldn't go to heaven, so they went to some curious place called limbo. Now, we grew up with this limbo theology. And then very recently, actually only in 2007, it was taken out of the teaching of the church. But in the meantime, so many women went through anguish thinking that their children couldn't go to heaven. We taught that. And clearly, we need to be enlightened. And I've often wondered, if we looked into the future and say 20 or 30 years from now, how will the Catholic Church look at the manner in which, say, women have a place in the life of the church? Or gay people, where will they fit into the church 20 or 30 years from now? Will we be enlightened? Will we grow in the gospel? Will we grow in an understanding of the teaching of Jesus? So we have to understand that the manner in which we interpret the teaching of Jesus happens in the context of our day and the understanding of our time. The teaching doesn't change, but the manner in which we begin to understand it and apply it, that is an emerging value. You want to keep that in mind when we're inclined to judge people too severely, or exclude people from the church, or diminish the value of people's suffering or the struggles in life, that somehow we have to be rooted in this understanding that God's love is infinite. And therefore, to experience the infinite love of God will be an emerging awareness. That's good to keep in mind, especially when we're tempted to exclude people or make severe judgments or believe that, you know, the love of God is not something that we're going to experience in a new and emerging way. So, caution, man, not to be judgmental, not to be too hard. I know, even in my own many, many years as a priest, when I was much younger, I was legalistic, I was a kind of rigorist in many ways. But then I met people and I experienced their pain and their struggles, their anxieties, the conflicts. I experienced humanity in the people of Holy Family. And somehow it taught me that God is present in humanity. And somehow God speaks to me through my own humanity and through the humanity of others. This is a good thing to keep in mind. And therefore, if I'm going to make a mistake in interpreting God's teaching or God's presence, it would be a mistake by being too kind, too understanding, too patient, too inclusive. I made the other mistake in the past by being too rigorous, too legalistic. Now I'm at a place where if I'm going to make a mistake, it will be, I'll be too open, too gracious, too, because I think that's the teaching of the gospel. So keep that in mind. In your family, you know, we'd be sometimes very intolerant of humanity. Keep that in mind. We're all struggling people. We're all made of the same humanity. And allow the power of Jesus Christ, the infinite love of Jesus Christ, to be the dominant awareness in our prayer and in our understanding of God's action in our lives. Amen.